And we are very happy and honored and just really, really pleased to welcome once again Lama Tenzin Somphel, who has been visiting us from France, where he oversees a center in two locations outside of Paris. Many of you know, but some of you don't, so I will mention he has been teaching, coming to our classes at Rice and also teaching weekends, last weekend at Dawn Mountain, last two weekends here at Dawn Mountain. It's a very, very great kind of family reunion kind of pleasure. When Lama Tenzin comes, we have an old relationship. We studied with the same teacher. When Harvey and I went after our initial teachings from Kesen Samba Rinpoche at University of Virginia, and Harvey actually studied with him also in India in the early 70s. And when we finally went to visit Rinpoche to continue our studies with him in 1977, Kesen Samba Rinpoche had already begun a school for young monks, teaching them, educating them, giving them food, clothing, shelter, really taking care, many of them from families who would have had a hard time supporting those children. In other words, a great act of generosity at many levels. And Lama Tenzin Somphel was one of these students at that school. And so we met. We had some fun. He was a pretty mischievous young boy at that time. And we were nervous Westerners trying to our best to understand Tibetan. First time on our own, not having a translator with Rinpoche. And so we've crossed paths many times since then. We visited Lama Tenzin Center in France in 2000, I'm not sure exactly which year, when Kesen Rinpoche came there.
No.
The early 2000s, I think. Sharon also came. And he has come and visited us several times, three or four, we can't quite remember. And it's been a very, very precious gift from Kesen Samba Rinpoche, from Lama Tenzin Somphel, to us to really continue that connection. So, again, thank you so much for coming here. And he just today said, well, okay, he'll come and teach here tonight, too. Because he's been doing a lot of teaching, actually. And I didn't really want to ask him more, but he was happy to come. And so we're blessed and honored. Thank you. Mm. And although he speaks English very well, he may decide to teach in Tibetan, in which case I'll translate.
The young, the mistake is in the Sundishavanga Shiragi, Kabutan Shiragi, the Yaburisam we do stand. Penajahadu and Sumansha legamever Nashi, the Negi Tonan Shira Yomares, Chick Moneki, Susugi Mizella, Dunga Kane Jungudu, Dungel de Sevig, Tap Karichugudu, Tap Yang Tapo de Karidu. Tinde kola shidagi chik tonan dan ani dela tinde ki mise ki chik kala ore chik tujo tan ne sundu che ne tinde chik shidag kambur es kya number na shina tinde ki thela dan tinde ki lega tinde yena ya tadu tinde sam tan wa shidagi ngon za chumbu dan tuji che shidag shu yins shidagi ya bur es.
So it's incredibly pleasing to me to be with you. And particularly what is pleasing to me is to meet you who are, after all, working people, busy people. And even though you are working and you are busy, you take an interest in such teaching. You take an interest in meditation. And this is something really quite rare and quite unusual and I think really quite special. In India, there are many people who really don't have work. They're not so occupied. But they're also not so interested in the teaching, not so interested in meditation. And I feel it's quite special that you have this combination of you have your work and you have this interest. It's really something very, very good. you're interested to explore really what are the sources of suffering, of pain. Where does it come from? What kind of method can we undertake in order to alleviate pain and suffering? How do we go about this? Again, I consider it something quite special that this is a matter about which you have an interest. This is something about which you are ready to give your effort, your energy, your time. I think this is really, really very rare. And I thank you. I thank you for this. I find it very wonderful. Especially in this situation, really, from morning until evening, you're working. Tired, feel physically tired. And it would be very easy just to be thinking about going home, hanging out with friends, having some good food. This is how mostly our minds are oriented. And yet, and we in fact do have a lot of thoughts about how to go about this sort of thing. And the way thoughts work is one thing, one thought leads to another. How can I get more food, better food, more friends, nicer house, that sort of thing. Thoughts just proliferate when we go in that direction. But really, what we understand is that in this life, there's more to our lives than just this. This is a very significant thing to understand because we're human beings. As human beings, among the different types of life forms that there are, we have special capacity. We really do. We have a special capacity, and it's wonderful that we understand this. Not only when we say we have a special capacity, we can also put it in the context of a statement by the Buddha himself, who said that all living beings, actually have the same nature as a Buddha. All living beings have the extraordinary positive qualities that fully enlightened beings have. And so really, you are people then who, it seems to me, do understand that there's more to life than good food, hanging out with friends, housing, furnishing, all of these things. Your interests clearly expand beyond that. You are also interested in your own mind, in developing it through meditation and practice, through connecting with the teachings, teacher, instructions, and in this way to really begin to address and relieve yourself of suffering. That you, in the particular context of your lives, are so keenly interested in these kinds of things is something I feel is very, very powerful. It's very significant that you have space, as it were, to consider this part of life, as it will.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 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 남으로 다 와당 되는 지로 고고여레스 되니 지단 안주 니 셈기 닐루깅은이 셰바이나 된다 배관이 셰바이나 셈디 아니 당분이 숭진다 주마다 닥진다 된데 강기 그냥 막여봐 아니 얘는 남으로 다 배 주니 지레츠 안주 셰드여레스 딘바디 하고 고고여레스 이내 안 대답하기 남부터하고 생기 주니 디 디니 녀몽배 왕도 송이나 디 하마군에 디 녀몽배 왕도 송디 가서 아니 셈라 지마망고지차 다 대답을 생기 지마디기 아니 나라서 오늘 생기 주니 있으나다 대버식배기 닝부스나다 디 통화를 디버치기야래서 대답하기 지마디 다 간디지기라 왜 증거래스나 다 디기 치마디 당보 아니 나르짐바스 나 메발라 나르짐바스 나르짐발라 때네 셴 닥셴도 짐바차 닥셴도 짐발라 때네 율타디도 두바인자 디니 데라 때네 덴징길 로케 아니 덴징라 때네 아니 착당길레 무슨사 아니 디니 지금 디니 지금 마 도인데 가서 디니 원에 자네 아서 대월식 윈닝보 지마탐제드 트라와 외설와 아니 근데 시경이 남버 타고 주니디 아니 시다하게 경을 힘들지 말아 진짜 그래서
So we are talking, continuing the conversation that we have been having throughout this sequence. We started, I'll just add this for context, we started last week talking about the, we talked about the four immeasurables a bit, two times back, and then we talked about the good quality or the perfection of generosity last time, because we're talking about the central good qualities that one trains on in the path, such as generosity, compassion, and so on. And today what we've come to is a conversation about we can call it good behavior, a delight in cultivating good qualities, soul trim. Literally, I'll add also, it means like basically taming oneself, kind of holding a little bit of tight is maybe too strong, but a little bit of energy around how one is behaving. So it's translated various ways, ethics and so on. But what it really has to do with is making us more available to our own purity and our own natural, what's really like clean, you know, well washed, something that's really positive, pure, these kinds of words, good in us, basically our own basic goodness, getting us in touch with that. That's what we're talking about. And in general, we understand that the natural condition of the mind, the ultimate nature of the mind, is that the mind actually is completely free from any kind of dualistic grasping onto subject and object. It's actually completely free of any kind of defilement or stain whatsoever. And it is therefore free of, actually, in its real nature, completely free of any kind of addiction to an over-reified sense of self. It is just the naturally pure nature. That's actually what is there. So we want to understand this. However, we don't necessarily recognize or understand or know much about this, which is our real nature, our naturally pure nature. And so what happens is when we don't understand it, we don't understand this, and we therefore go under the power of various kinds of afflictive states, not such pure, wonderful states. as our true nature actually is. We go into the power of thoughts and excitement and such things. And in this way, there are defilements that come to be present, even though they are just adventitious. And they're, and at the same time, even though we have this, the very beginning of this sequence, we were talking about the two faces. So we're talking again about these two faces, our real nature, which is totally pure, free of dualism, free of stain, and all of that. And this other kind of face, I'm adding in this terminology of face, but Lama Tenzin is pointing out that we have this situation where various kinds of habit patterns, of agitation, less than pure intentionality, that this really obscures our real nature. This obscures the nature of the bliss-filled ones that we sang about earlier today when we sit in refuge. That's really our nature, bliss-filled. But we are, our ability to sense that is obscured by our own defilements. So how can we come to recognize what happens is that we hold to an I, a self, when there is none. This is a defilement already. This begins to obscure our real nature. We can't help it. And once we hold to an I where there isn't one, we also make a big distinction between self and other. And once we've made a distinction between self and other, then we're holding on to both self and other is as true. Once we do that, then of course we get reactive, either desirously reactive or hatefully reactive. And once we've done that, once we have desire and hatred, of course we're accumulating, we're engaging in actions based on that desire and hatred, and in that way increasing the power of our defilements even more. So from that perspective, it seems that this naturally pure nature that we've been talking about is quite far away.
Lamla lap guiris. Tetabugi, lamla lapicasu. Semdi in chiminchi. Ani tendan shijingi lamla lapche. Ani tembegi guinkang. Tembegi guinkang with negabna yamala sopachunsunayang. Shijingi tsur. Gomla tsur. Nyamlila tsu. Cookchene. Ani kale kale. Ani. Anzo unegi. Tripati.
So what we really need is a method then for dealing with these obscurations. We So when it comes to cultivating positive conduct, positive behavior, ethics, what this really is about is relieving ourselves of these negative tendencies that we've just described, overcoming them. And what we are overcoming here are the tendencies that are present in body, speech, and mind to engage in these various kinds of ways that actually obscure our own true nature from ourselves. So what are we going to do about this? We need some kind of method. What is the method? Method is to train. We need to train a path. We need a path of training that allows us to, in a sense, get a grip on these otherwise ready to be out of control habits that keep us at a distance from our own real nature. And what is it that allows us to train in this way? Mindfulness, maintaining mindfulness continuously, continuous cultivation of mindfulness. And when we do become distracted into some other kind of activity to recognize that, to have sufficient introspection to recognize that we have deviated from our planned path of ongoing mindfulness. And when we do this, this is a method gradually by which we really do train, and gradually mindfulness increases more and more and become more and more capable. In terms of training, in terms of our path of training, it's difficult right off the bat to train our minds. Our minds are really wild. They are really, really quick. Mind is very, very quick. It's very hard to catch the mind doing whatever it's doing. And so we begin our path of training by taming body or physical actions and speech. And in this way, we get a little bit of a handle on the situation. And through training these, then gradually on the basis of that, we can engage in methods for training the mind. On this basis, we are able gradually, we become able to train the mind. And in becoming able to train the mind, on top of also training body and speech, then we become able to finally free ourselves from some of these negative orientations that have been occluding our real nature. We gain some capacity for freeing ourselves from these things. We gain some increased purification. We become freer, and as we become freer and freer of these defilements, that's what we mean by purification, unfolding. And of course, we know that on the path of the bodhisattva, great beings, famous for their love and compassion, training in love and compassion, important as it is, it alone is not sufficient. We also need to directly address our negative orientations. This is very, very important. And so in order to do this, we train to gain the capacity to overcome
kerangi taji gongzi sheba nashi, maa de soso ki lupo nangla sem yeba che, ani sem di matone shaasi di, tanda kari she warsi na, soso lupo di mangui wa ina, sem ki kari chegi duus. Rwa, nganji zehra sem di ta bosu da vresi rwa. Ine, sem one tsovo ina, ani sem ki gyugla na soso mandu na, sem kari chegi duus. Sem ki rwa. Ya lang chikla dro labgidu na, so so desha irwa. Oh, nga dhru me, digi. Same kang chituku maris. Di kari haku ursa na thangbu, one di chun go yawa. Chun isi irwa. Control nasi. Same di. Same di chun go yawaris. Kuna rangi wangta tangi yawa maris. Same rangi wangta tangwa ina, ani nganza changma nyomongbe wangta shiong. 아니 콩도 랑스나 콩도 슈크체와 쟁간조를 랑화메와차 콩도 욕분에 차려와 딘디 다 쪼디디 딘디지간에 당부 디하고지네 아니 에 출팀기 코네 시디가서다 디 출팀디 갈라버스나 된다 뭐니 디글람 라비어다 디글람 시로 디글람 디시게르스 남주르디 간데치고레 아니 깨자시디 간데치고레 깨자시에다 남주르 된다게 뇌네 아니 미라 랭엠바 마사바다 아니 디 남주르디 야구여벌 때네 소수기 랑신 통화라 팬토바 되게 거버망구여레 수줌길라발라바나
Diglam said he digidugilam,
discipline.
Ah, digre.
Diglam.
Diglam.
Discipline, sir.
That's all. Tene gonda tamatama di, kaise, laying imba tang, rangshin, kaise ma?
Laying imba tang, ani rangshin, migiwa jerwa. Di sangma shuk meba chane. Ani, naranchogi, same gini lu sangma di kale kale tsu, nyon yungere, dinde chevaltene.
Then the same chipo,
Gian
Ka Ka Ke Che Chukanaba,
Yeni
Yang Natsu Sem La Wang Ola, Natsu Sem Gi Wang Ola Dro, Yana Natsu Sem Wang Chiru, Karsa, Che Garaba, Mena.
Ti Mena Natsu Hama Kuta, Ani Natsu Sem Gi Wang Dishoni, Sem Gi Karisama Yana Natsu Che Shuru Gi Yeres.
Surely we know that the mind is really central. The mind is really very, very important, speaking of body, speech, and mind. But it's also the case that mind itself can't do anything. Mind itself is not going to get us into trouble if we have tamed the mind. Otherwise, if we go under the power of the mind, then we are powerlessly, we become angry, for example. We have no control over that because we have... our mind has not been disciplined. We've gone under the power of the mind rather than having the mind under our power, so to speak. So the mind itself never lies by itself. It doesn't lie. If we have some idea of, oh, I want to go over there, the mind by itself can't have us go over there. If we, the mind really is the boss, but only... And therefore, it's very important for us to have some kind of discipline with respect to the mind, finally, to tame or train our minds. And so this is why we practice, for example, as we did at the beginning of this evening, we practice the body sitting very still. So we can keep the body still more easily than we can keep the mind still. But this is the beginning. We begin to train in this way until... We do have some capacity to, shall we say, manage our own mind. Otherwise, we're like the servant of our own afflictions. We are enslaved, let's say, by our anger. We're just in servitude to it because we have no power. So the cultivation of this kind of orientation to a positive behavior, ethics, discipline, translated variously, is really about gaining the capacity to not go under the power of negativities, of afflictions, to therefore not be powerlessly engaged in negative activities, which of course they're always, if we do something negative, it's unwholesome, it's non-virtuous. Gradually through this kind of path of training, the power of these kinds of tendencies will decrease. And we will have more of an orientation toward and Karsak, and slowly an understanding of our own nature. And then through that, the actual nature of our minds will just naturally become clearer and clearer, and we'll understand more and more completely what it really is.
Chultim number tawa kogu yores. Korsum yorwa. Korsum number mitoba. Dila chultim ki tanya kogu yores. Digi ngowo di karsana, di ani devarship in yingbo. Korsum la number mitoba ki yishe di devarship in yingbo res. Ani ngahansu ki samunala, o, uni, same yore samgidu, yinayang, same chelna, same mindu. sem tongba re sha sem kyun nya mi dus lab gi res ani nya me bi sem di khare chen ni shuk chen bu de ngan chu ka ma tu ba de khare chen ni chung a res di chang ma sem ge wang du dang wa yin zang ani ngan chu la ni ba me ba che ani ngan chu sem ge yo bu na sha ba res de ngon ne che ba na sem di nga ma res sem di drum bu na shin ji res
Jumbo
sir, guest sir,
visitor
nation. Yes. Nansu dila simbari, simshabares. Gumbo leba dila simshabares, and the Nansu imbe nawashan. Or the Ketchimbori, ding here some or ding are some simjetini, the Ketchiki, Ketchiki, some lo, semjero, dila pe takwa nation to simje, and dila pe Ketchimbus and Anninganzo true on the song, eh? And it's sem dila rame of a chowers. Did someone tell him give me dinch or chagiris?
Can I say, Corsum Gidelche? Did
you know? Corsum Murata?
Yeah.
Jimba ina, Tangsagi, Yultan, Tankenta, Tangyagi, Jimba, and this one.
What happens to us is that we become today Corsum la Yija Yuzang Norsa.
Long.
So we believe in what are called the three spheres of error, we can say. What are these, the corsum? What are these three spheres of error? Well, they pertain to any action whatsoever. Let's say the action of giving. Well, we feel that we, the giver, are very real, substantially real. We feel that the gift we are giving is also very, very real, substantially, reifiably real. And we also feel that the act of giving is very, very real. So these three spheres we hold as way more reified, substantial, important, etc., than they really are. So this is a mistake. We are mistaken, deeply mistaken, with regard to the three spheres. We can say action, agent, and object with respect to any action that we undertake. Wow, that's a lot of error. However, in actuality, the real nature of object, agent, and action, and of our own minds in particular, the real nature of it is bliss-filled, is the very essence of Sugatagarbha, the essence of the bliss-filled ones. That's really our nature, which is a non-conceptual primordial wisdom. However, we get lost in this kind of over-reification associated with object, agent, and action. What is the, and this happens, of course, this mistake pertains to the mind. It's the mind that is holding on in this way to the supposed reality of object, agent, and action. But this mind, which seems so real and all of that, well, if you search for it, will you find it? If you search for the mind, can't find it. And then what? How is it that this thing which we can't even find is so unbelievably powerful that we are in total servitude to it? Well, it's because we have gone under the power of these afflictions, of the afflicted mind. We become, again, servants, slaves. We are actually enslaved by our own mistaken mind. This is what occurs. The mind actually is not the self. Big news. Mind is not the self. The mind is not the I. The mind is not me, but we think it is. And so whenever some thought comes, we think it's really, really important. And we think this is it. This is what I have to do. But the mind is just a guest in the body. And yet we grasp in such a way, we hold in such a way that we feel that any old idea that jumps out of our mind is now me, and I must do exactly whatever is occurring to me at this moment. In one moment, we have all kinds of thoughts, and they can have tremendous power over us. But, and in this way, we come under the power of our own mistaken mind. And this, of course, leads us to non-wholesome types of activities and down the royal road to more and more suffering so long as we don't become free. We need to become free from this kind of enslavement.
다딘디 다 단단한서 레 당부받나신 나다 간서 샘디 람상 준 준스로 아 컨트롤 딘디 람상 치트에게 니바디 메타 아니 간서 갈레 갈레 제야기 탑라 당부 류라 딱지체 아니 드네 나라 딱지체 아니 샘라 파드에 딘디 시게레스 다딘디 류기 딱지체 가서나 간서 류기 차와 갈레 차와나 디 쳔바다 시신 다 뎀베가네
뎀베가네
쳔바단 시신 유베가네 유베가네 아니 디 양타바 게웨 람라 도도 아니 제바디 참마 아니 참다 닝지기 꾸네 랑데 류기 쳔바디 체 나기 깨제 시바이나야 아니 디단 팀베가네 지나 디 시다기 양타과라 칼레갈레 루요레스 다 디 된다 디 코라니 출팀디 디 코르시기요레스 Pena ngani kiri siya di. Nganzu kiri siya di. Kerangi kari siya ba di kechemu maris. Shedang di kechemu res. Shedang di tsultim la rali gares. Kari siya ba di kechemu maris. Tiga nashi luigani siya ba ina. Nganzu cham cham di langala di. Langala crossing siya ba. Komba jab di. Ani mora tanga mangcha ba shiragi. Nangda chimbu yirwa. Yokudu in 그냥 제야지 논출해 이나야 제당 되잖아 아니 네가 야구 차게 열어 너 상마 주중에 먹을 두고 그랬어 아하
맞아 So as beginners, it is of course very, very difficult actually to tame and train, control our minds. So we begin with our body and with speech to begin to tame that, so that the way that we behave is concordant with a general bodhisattva perspective of love and of compassion. This is very, very significant. And how do we tame our body and our speech, actions of body and speech? Through the cultivation of mindfulness, as we were saying, through the cultivation of introspection, Tenpa Inshishin, through cultivating these gradually, slowly, our behavior becomes more and more positively oriented. Gradually, we move more and more down a good path and act in a way that is in accordance with our intention to cultivate more and more love and more compassion. This kind of consideration becomes manifest in our behavior, in our speech. And really, if we look into this, what we actually say matters very little. What really matters is how we say it. That is very, very significant. And so we train to speak in a manner that is concordant with this kind of positive orientation that we are cultivating. This is what we mean by ethics. This is what we mean by discipline. In a similar way, if, you know, when cars in the street, people crossing the street, we're not supposed to drive through the intersection when there's a red light. We're also not supposed to cross the street when there's a red light. But sometimes we feel very, very rushed, and we feel that we must sort of squeak by. And basically, that's not right to do that. But if, when we do it, we have a very sort of humble demeanor, and we sort of say, excuse me, something like that, then, you know, it's kind of okay. So that, don't get tickets, okay? But you get the point. So the manner in which we do something is actually very, very significant. And this is what we mean by ethics, ethical, disciplined, proper conduct kind of behavior. For example, if we engage in gift, we give somebody something, even if it's just something small, but we do it without any great sense of I am important, and we do it without pride. We give only because we hope that it'll be helpful to somebody else. So that's a very pure kind of giving. It doesn't depend on the what is being given. Again, it depends on how we are. In the manner of our giving is very, very important. And that really is the essence of good conduct, of disciplining. That kind of giving is very pure. It's very clean. And we can say this is similar with respect to any kind of activity that we engage in. This is a way to make any activity really pure, clean. So there are some people, maybe family members or people in society at large, and you hear people say, whatever I do, nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. It doesn't go well. This is an indication that we are not really in the process of the skillful means of a positive or good kind of conduct or ethics. When everything we do leads to trouble, then we're not perhaps as oriented to positive ethics as we wish to be. Because really, this kind of behavior that we're talking about, the skillful means, which, as we've been saying, has to do with how we do things. Not so much what, really, but how. This is at least what we're emphasizing now. How we go about doing things is very, very important. And when we manage to cultivate even a little bit of this kind of positive conduct, we're calling ethics and discipline, even a little bit of this can make quite a big difference, quite a significant difference, because this kind of behavior really is a skillful means. And even a little bit of it is actually a great positivity, is a great and positive virtue. Mm. Dewa shikpa nima ngutra yagi nuba dhabi yore?
Ngutra ba.
Ngutra di rang ngutra ba dhabi.
Simjian tenche se jirwa. Di rangde cawa ni segu yore. Mone china. Rangde cawa ni seba yore simjian ki tenche tukure se gyo. Di kapsa libdi. Ani ngone ngaransu ki semgi chingi di hako tukure yore. Dewa shikpa ki nyingbo di to tukure yore.
Laso.
Da di gorim la tene. Aha.
So in general, what we seek to do is to cut or sever our negative actions. What does this accomplish? This means that whatever little bit of virtue we might have, that it not deteriorate. That's very important. That whatever virtue we have, whatever goodness we have, does not deteriorate. And putting a stop to our negative activities accomplishes that. Also, there are going to be three things here. That's the first one. So the second thing is that we try to further our positive actions, our virtuous actions, our good actions. And this, of course, is a way of increasing our virtue. So one is that virtue not deteriorate, the what we have, and the second is to increase it. And to increase it, we engage in more and more positive virtuous activities. The third thing is that we seek to act for the benefit of other living beings. When we seek, this is tremendously important, and its effect is also very, very great. As we seek to engage in actions that are beneficial to others, we are starting to focus on the welfare of others and to become less obsessed with our own welfare. And what this does is that it makes it possible for us, this is what makes it possible for us to actually identify our blissful Buddha nature, our pure and blissful Buddha nature. This, or to put this in other words, this concern for others, which is naturally associated with a lessening of focus on ourselves, is very relevant to our capacity to actually recognize, see, experience the actual nature of our own mind, to actually realize this. So this is a process, a gradual process, which leads to a realization.
Then, because that tangbo karichine nyeje dom the migewa dom the kagu yore sebena the kongdu sebena si ngansu la nyuba chimbu shira yore. Ani nyegi sambala nge nyimachik langchen se tupgire. Ani nge nyimachik Zambuling me ba sotu gure nge dinde nge samgi mare ga yina yang nge gi bacha na la dia jetu gure s dinde bacha ki nyuba di yede yoe yoe pare sa gan sa ma la ta di gi na chi me ze ka ba ina di gi bacha ki nyuba di shuk chung ne me ba cha du gure di nyuba duk cha di Tanda Tonga Mebala, Yueva Chican, Tim Hebas to be added. Did the Dishida catch him rest? Lapper do, Nanzo Mizena Nala Dungal Mugo, Nala Semtel Mugo, Mangul Havira. In a young Nanzo Mumagi Dungalgi Gudang Dungalgi Jagimindua. Did Sandy do a Kakimindua. Tinzang Nanzo Dungal Mutinimidua. Jet to Gimindua. Didn't they did catch him with Nubachi delayers?
So, as we were saying earlier, even though we have a lot of engagement with non-virtuous activities, we also have a lot of capacity to overturn this situation. It's not that we say that, one day I will be able to kill an elephant, or one day I will be able to conquer the whole world. This is not the kind of thing we're either interested in or capable of, but what we can do, we can overcome our own predispositions, our own habit patterns. These are very strong. They are very powerful. Yet, the more we resist them, the more we practice the first of the three things that we just mentioned, sort of not going along with our negative orientation, stopping our negative activities, to whatever extent we do this, our habits, our negative habits, lose power. They will lose power. And this is really important to understand. We need them to lose power, because otherwise what happens? We go around saying, I'm sick of this terrible situation. I don't want to have suffering. I don't like it. I don't like various circumstances that I find myself in. But the problem is that we have not eradicated the deep, deep causes of our suffering. And until we do that, we'll be experiencing these painful situations. So it's very significant that we do address these negative behaviors, which are ultimately the causes of our own suffering, that they not continue, that we just stop them in their tracks. And again, we do have the capacity to do this.
Method tapi ina tangguh method tapi sahaja tangguh sokro. Sahaja tangguh macam sini. Cai gang la method tanah method kita tu gimana? Ini cai di tangguh. Cai senda tu nanti pahko di domba dires. Ani gawat cuci sedi method tu badires. Simjian tenje sedi ani method di mimba. Ani kau cuma simbu ningje bo misama thona kah ini cikdua. Oh dindek di nampu jires dindi. Inci mesti di, yang tu juga cakap, ini data bukti nampak sumpah di korim di kari coba ini yang canggah lah, ani cembah tan, si jin di inci mesti tengok ya, harus disedari kecembir.
So if there's some area we want to plant flowers there, right now it's kind of a mess. We want to plant flowers there. Well, the first thing we have to do is clear it. We have to clear it of maybe crabgrass and that sort of thing, because as long as that kind of grass is there, we're not going to be able to plant flowers there. So we have to clear it, and then we can plant a few flowers, and the flowers will grow. They will blossom. They will smell really wonderful. They will look really beautiful, and it will be quite a change. So in other words, in order to plant the flowers of our positive activities, we have to clear some space by doing away with stopping our negative behaviors, as has just been said. So we need, all told, these three aspects of stopping negative behavior, increasing positive behavior, and more orienting toward benefiting other living beings. These three things, as we said, are very, very important. In order to engage in these three, what do we need? Mindfulness. We need a capacity for self-awareness or introspection, maybe self-awareness. Mindfulness, self-awareness, these things, we need to rely on these, and that is very, very important. Okay.
If you enjoyed this teaching, please visit our website, donmountain.org, to subscribe to this course and find other great Dharma offerings. May all beings always have happiness and its causes. May all beings always be free of pain and its causes.